Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray mid-morning prayer using the complimentary psalmody.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, Holy Ghost, Creator, come from thy bright heavenly throne. Come, take possession of our souls and make them all thy own. Thou who art called the Paraclete, best gift of God above. The living spring, the living fire, sweet unction and true love. Thou who art sevenfold in thy grace, finger of God's right hand, his promise teaching little ones to speak and understand. O guide our minds with thy blessed light, with love our hearts inflame, and with thy strength which ne'er decays, confirm our mortal frame. Far from us drive our deadly foe, true peace unto us bring, and through all perils lead us safe beneath thy sacred wing. Through thee may we the Father know, through thee the eternal Son, and thee the Spirit of them both, thrice blessed, three in one. All glory to the Father be, with his co-equal Son, the same to thee, great Paraclete, while endless ages run.
Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come. He had always loved those who were his own, and now he would show them the depth of his love.
Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come. He had always loved those who were his own, and now he would show them the depth of his love.
To the Lord in the hour of my distress, I call and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful.
What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrows sharpened and coals red hot blazing.
Alas, that I abide a stranger in Meshech, dwell among the tents of Kedar.
Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your guard. No, he sleeps not, nor slumbers, Israel's guard.
The Lord is your guard and your shade. at your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night.
The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
For Israel's law it is, there is to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David.
For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces, peace.
For love of my brethren and friends, I say, peace upon you. For the love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come. He had always loved those who were his own, and now he would show them the depth of his love.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. The message of the cross is complete absurdity to those who are headed for ruin. But to us who are experiencing salvation, it is the power of God. Scripture says, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and thwart the cleverness of the clever." He freely gave himself up in sacrifice.
He said no word in his own defense.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, grant us so to celebrate the mysteries of the Lord's Passion that we may merit to receive your pardon. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.